On the first day of the training academy, back in September, Lieutenant Marianne Flynn Stotts described the environment that the new recruits would be entering.
As you know, you're coming into a profession that is under fire like it never has been at any other time. And here at Madison, we're incredibly proud of how we train.
Now, almost 6 months later, recruit Lygea Miles says she can't believe she made it through the academy.
I've learned that I can mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, how far I can stretch myself. Like, I had no idea starting out what a journey this would be.
Miles has wanted to be a police officer since she was 8 years old. But even still, she says going through the academy actually improved her perception of police.
I definitely have more respect for officers. It's not just like, you know, cops and robbers. It's so much more than I've ever imagined it could be. I got into this because I wanted to be a partner with the community.
Recruit Claire Glady grew up in a Madison police family. Her dad just retired as a captain. She says going through training has given her a new outlook on controversial topics like the use of force.
It's a different perspective when you're in the uniform and you're dealing with the unknown every day. So that training has opened my eyes to a better understanding of use of force, but I think I agree with a lot of other people that police need to be held to a high standard.
Now, as the recruits leave the academy, they're headed into 3 months of field training. Glady says she feels prepared and a little nervous.
The first day, you know what it's going to be? You're going on the streets. You're a police officer, so people are going to look at you different. So I think that's going to be another thing, just to get used to another factor. You're not seen as the person, you're seen as the uniforms.
Field training is like a residency for police officers. The recruits start out mostly observing their trainers. By the end of 3 months, these roles flip and the recruits become the primary officers. On the last day of the academy, Chief of Police Mike Koval tells the recruits about his own experience in field training, including a story about one particularly strict training officer.
If I put my big toe out of the car door without turning on my portable radio first, he failed me for the day for officer safety.
But he says that's part of the process. The recruits will be constantly graded throughout field training.
I realized that he was telling me profoundly that that's your umbilical life cord. Don't get out of the car without turning on that portable radio. And you know what? If you're anything like me, I'm actually saying that I learned more from my mistakes than from my victories.
The class started off with 23 recruits, and all of them have successfully completed the academy. There's a chance, though, that they won't all make it through field training. As he leaves the training center, Chief Koval wishes the class good luck.
Lieutenant, they look like they're ready to go, and they're chomping at the bit, and the old man has talked too long. So thank you, guys, and I'm looking forward to seeing those reports out in the street.
Recruits who successfully complete field training will graduate in June. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.